You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, and thank you for being with us. Today, we are visited by Professor Kim McKean and Ana Miramontes, student here at the University of Texas at El Paso. They are both from the UTEP Theater Department, and they're here to talk about some great news that they brought back. They won several national awards, and that made them the only university in the United States to receive such honors. They got the awards for Outstanding Performance and Production Ensemble, Outstanding Production of a Play. Assistant Professor Kim McKean, who is with us here today, she received Outstanding Director of a Play, and cast members Ana Miramontes, Gabriela Torres, now at Juilliard, and Antonio Romero Jr. were recognized individually as Outstanding Performance by an Actress, Actor in Play, and Outstanding Performance by a Faculty Guest Artist, Rebecca Rivas, Assistant Professor. So thank you so much for being with us, and congratulations. That's quite a list.
Thank you so much.
So first of all, let's start with you, Kim. If you wouldn't mind telling us a little bit about your experience throughout this festival.
So it was a fantastic experience. We had been working on Lydia for about a year. We actually originally produced it here at UTEP last March in 2017. Mm-hmm. And then after we closed the show, we found out that we were nominated to be a participating production. So we went to compete at regionals after doing some pickup rehearsals and getting our show back on track. And let's fast forward to March of 2018. And we competed at the regional festival. And then we found out that we had won several national awards. And because of that, we were able to go to the Kennedy Center in D.C. for several days and accept our awards, as well as Ana and Tony got to take several master classes and workshops. And the Kennedy Center is an incredible organization that supports young artists, that supports universities and colleges all over the country. And it was a very inspiring and humbling experience for all of us.
And just the experience itself of being at Kennedy Center, it's incredible. Because as you mentioned, it's an incredible center.
Well, the thing that's amazing about it, and Ana, you can speak to this too, I'm sure, but there is so much art happening all the time. They have so many different spaces. They have the opera. They have three different theaters. They have productions that are coming in and going out. And the celebration of theater and art and culture is just incredible. So for us, coming from El Paso and getting to spend that time at the Kennedy Center was really special.
And we'll get back to you, Kim, in just a minute. But as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, Ana Miramontes is also with us. And Ana received an award individually as Outstanding Performance by an Actress in a Play. Ana, tell us a little bit about your experience. Kim already shared her experience. Tell us about, what drove you when you did this, when you went to Kennedy, and all of a sudden you're going, wow, this is incredible. And not only that, you won this award.
Well, it was an amazing experience. It was totally not expected from me because Lydia is a really special play for the whole team. But we really thought that it was like a team play. So when Tony, Gavi, and I got the individual awards, we were like, how is this possible if we're like an ensemble piece? So it was a surprise. It was a great surprise. But yeah, like going to Washington and meeting all these people that really support theater and that are working in the professional world, and how Kim said, like how everybody's celebrating art and how everybody's getting together and like how you get to feel this sense of community was amazing, was like reassuring that theater is like what I love to do.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, something really special about it was that it wasn't competitive. Although we were being recognized for these awards we received, once we were at the festival, it felt much more like a celebration than a competition, where the atmosphere was supportive and everyone was happy for each other to receive the awards as opposed to
be competing or like going against each other. No, it was more like a place to network and to know the people that you're going to be working maybe in like 5 or 10 years. So it was like you will look anywhere and you would see like amazing playwrights, amazing actors, amazing people that are already working as professional actors. It was like, this is going to be my world in the future. And, you know, before this experience, I was like a little bit scared of what's the professional world going to be like. And with this experience, I was like, it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be like going home finally. And something really special about going to Washington was that we went to Washington because of Lydia, because it's a play that is connected to our roots, connected to El Paso. So I was talking to Tony when we just got there, and we were talking about how maybe if it had been like a Shakespeare play or something like that, we would have been like, oh, it's great. But being Lydia and being so like about our culture and showing it to everybody was like so special, because it was like, we're these people and we got here because we were just being ourselves. So yeah, it was amazing to be able to go there because of a play like Lydia that is like so important right now, like in these times of political division and all that stuff. So yes, it was amazing.
So Kim, as you mentioned, it's been a while since you all put that play here on at UTEP. Why don't you share with us what Lydia is about? Give us a little bit about, you know, the plot, guide us through it as you as a director, and then Anna, you as an actress.
So Lydia is set in El Paso in 1973. It tells the story of the Flores family 2 years after a horrific car accident of their youngest daughter, Ceci, and she has had a traumatic brain injury. And now the family, specifically the mother, Rosa, they're trying to live again, trying to find their life anew with now their daughter being in a catatonic vegetable state. In that, a character, Lydia, comes in to help. The mother, Rosa, decides she needs to go back to work. She needs to help provide for her family. So they bring in Lydia, a maid. And Lydia causes much chaos in the family, both for good and for bad. And when we first started rehearsing Lydia, I realized how fortunate I was as a director to be working on the play in El Paso, where the play is set. And also the writer of the play, Octavio Solis, is from El Paso as well. And most of our actors and designers were born and raised here in El Paso. So we were, I think, something that made our production successful was that we were able to create a specific depiction and life in a border town, as opposed to a stereotype where each character was three-dimensional. And then also, me personally not being from El Paso, I had only been here actually a year when I approached the text. After sort of looking at the specificity into El Paso and this story on the border, I kind of took a step back and was able to look at how it's also a universal story. It's a story about love. It's a story about forgiveness. It's a story about how we cope in times of trial and tragedy and how we come together. And I think the ensemble and the cast just really hung on to that. And it can be a very sad, hard story to watch, but our ensemble was able to find beautiful, touching, funny moments where the whole thing wasn't you're just crying your eyes out. People would laugh, and then people would cry, and people would be surprised and shocked. And because of that love, we were really able to create a rich, nuanced, detailed depiction of life here.
Anna?
For me, coming from Mexico, I'm from Mexico. I transferred when I finished high school. So when I came to El Paso, I kind of thought that I needed to become this Americanized person. So when I got to do Lydia, I discovered that I didn't have to do that, that I was able to embrace who I am. So having my first experience at UTEP with Lydia and having this like amazing cast, like being so themselves and just embracing the story and connecting with each other, like from the first read through, it was incredible.
So what about the role that you played on stage and got you this national award? Tell us about that.
Okay, my role was actually Lydia. I was the maid. Lydia is a really interesting character because, you know, you can see it as this magical person, but at the end, she's like so human and she has so many flaws and so many good things. And I think that's what is great about Lydia, that she's not here to fix everybody's life, but she's here to make a living. She's here to try to get a new family. And, you know, in the way of doing that, she's not perfect. So she does some things good, she does something bad. But at the end, I think the most important thing about Lydia is the hope that she has and the way that she's just looking for a better life and that she really falls in love with this family. And I think that the love that she feels for this family is what makes her try so hard and also to fail so hard, because she just wants to risk it all because she wants to belong here in this country and in this family. So that's who Lydia is.
You're an actress, so you already know about playing roles and how you become those people. Mm-hmm. But for this particular role, was it difficult for you to transform yourself into that person?
It was a little bit difficult because it was the first time that I was allowed to be myself. So usually when I get a character that is different than me, it is a little bit easier because you can just like make this structure and just like get rid of yourself and just go into the new structure. But for Lydia, she has so many resemblances with me, with my story, with the way that I act sometimes and how I am impulsive. So it was challenging in the sense that I needed to understand that I just needed to let go and be myself, like fuse Anna with Lydia. So that was the challenge.
And as you mentioned, Kim, earlier, the fact that this was not just the performance of one person or another, but it was a team effort. And just the fact that you got awards for outstanding performance and production ensemble, that talks about everybody who was part of that production.
Yes. And that's another thing is I think that our production was so detailed, where our props designer, for example, went to a painstaking degree mm-hmm. to make sure that every single detail on that set was time-specific and appropriate to the 70s. We had audience members who came to the show and then after said, I had that in my living room. This looks like a house in El Paso. We had on the front door one of those gates that you find all over in the older houses in El Paso, and we had bars on the windows like many of the homes still do. So we the whole team went to so many details, costume design as well, mm-hmm. Set design, prop design, lighting design, and sound design to come together to help tell the story. Another thing that we were really fortunate with is we got to meet Octavio Solis. I received a grant last year to bring him to campus, and he came with us for a weekend. And the actors got to talk to him about their character. I got to talk to him about the structure of the story, some things that I was struggling with in terms of the plot. And having the opportunity to sit with a playwright and try to understand the inner workings.
It's just incredible.
Yeah. Yes, the inner workings of his brain and how he built these characters is just something that you don't often get. So I think that that really helped us to shape a really full and rich story as well.
Well, I think that both of you have already put our listeners on alert and they want to go and perhaps see that play again if you ever put it on again or find out more information about that. So thank you very much and congratulations
to
both of
you
and the team for making UTEP proud.
Thank you so much. We're happy to be here.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Seth Manviner. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.